Hello and welcome to another edition of this podcast, Talking Puck. I'm Mike Haynes. I want to talk to you today about a subject I really enjoy talking about in regards to hockey, and that is comeback players, comeback stories, I guess is maybe a better way to put it. But especially about players who have been given up for dead, who just thought, that's it. The career is done, or they're not going to be what they used to be. I love then when players prove the so-called experts wrong, or they somehow find a way to rejuvenate their careers. And I want to talk about, it's early in the season, very early in the season, but there are four players right now that are really interesting to me in terms of their comeback. Let's start with the goaltending. There are three goaltenders right now that are 4-0 to start their season, who are goaltenders that you thought maybe their career was either done or on a downward slide, or they just were not considered the same type of player they used to be. Look at Frederik Andersen with Carolina. Toronto said, you know what? We can't win with him. We're done. And he has started his season at 4-0 with Carolina. How about Jordan Binnington with St. Louis? Here's a guy who just a few years ago won the Stanley Cup with St. Louis as a young goaltender, but then has struggled the last couple of years and has not been able to get the Blues anywhere. And he has started his season 4-0. Great to see. And maybe the most interesting one would be Sergei Bobrovsky, the goaltender for the Florida Panthers. He has started his season 4-0. And here's a guy who signed a huge contract with the Panthers coming from Columbus. A lot expected of him. And I think anybody would say that the results so far had been disappointing. But he has found rejuvenation. He has found a restart to his career. The team is playing well. He gets a lot of credit for that. And so Sergei Bobrovsky, to me, is one of the great stories of coming back and getting your start again in your career. And then I want to talk about one player. And at the start of the season, at least at the beginning of the season, San Jose had not lost a game. And Erik Karlsson had picked up a point in each game and had been scoring goals as well. Here's a guy who, when he was playing for Ottawa, when he was at the height of his career, so much fun to watch skate. Oh, was he just would float on the ice and fearless and do things with the puck, passing, shooting, just carrying it out of his own zone, especially getting out of his own zone. Phenomenal. Oh, what a player. Signed a big deal with San Jose. And when there's injuries or whatever was happening in San Jose, it didn't seem like the same type of player the last couple of years. Well, I think he's the Samson as he cuts his hair, and now he is playing great. So I love these kind of stories. When you watch those three goaltenders, Binnington, Andersen, Bobrovsky, seeing them start playing like he had hoped that they could play, and what it means for their teams, and then Karlsson, another guy that is helping his team get off to a great start. Sure, it's early in the season. Things could change quickly, but boy, isn't it fun when you watch guys who you think, well, that's it. Their career may be done, and then they somehow find a way to get it going. And it doesn't necessarily have to be on a new team. Just Andersen of that group that I talked about has gone to a new team. The others have somehow found it again on a team they had been on and maybe thought, they're not going to be able to help this particular team. So anyway, keep an eye on those four, and let's hope we can continue to enjoy watching them have great seasons, rejuvenate their career, and become a real contender this year for Comeback Player of the Year. All righty, Mike Haynes for this Talking Puck podcast. Thanks very much for listening. We'll talk next time.